Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
What do you do when people misunderstand your motives? Listen, if you've been living at all in life, you know that people are going to misunderstand you. And what do you do when that happens? Well, you can respond with anger. You can respond with an accusatory tone. You can respond with frustration. And what that does is usually it makes it worse. Recently, I took some big risks and shared some things that, I absolutely knew, in fact, that people would misunderstand. And I said, it's worth it. Just got to do it. And the old Carrie would not have been able to do that. I'll tell you why. I used to be a people pleaser. I used to make sure that I didn't take risks. I used to want to make sure I was safe and that everything was bulletproof and watertight. And what I realized is even when you do that, even when you give everything just the benefit of the doubt, safety, security, people still misunderstand you. And so our goal is not to be held back by what we think other people's reactions are going to be. If you do, you're never going to move forward. You're never going to be able to create change in people's lives. So my point today is this. If you have been scared to take risks recently, if you've been sitting on the bench or hiding out, you know what? You can still be criticized. So you might as well get in the game. You might as well get off the bench. You might as well jump in and create change. And when you do that, as long as your heart is pure, as you know, what I do is I basically say, okay, God, this is what I believe you want me to do. And I go for it. So it's not just being reckless or being argumentative or unwise, but it's about thinking, praying, and then stepping up. And when you are misunderstood, make sure that you respond with grace and kindness. Because what I've learned is that a lot of times, other people's responses say more about them than about the thing that they're responding to. And so a lot of times people are just having a bad day, or people are in a bad situation in life, and you're the closest target. So it's not that you are so much the martyr or the target. Maybe people are just having a bad day, and it's a great opportunity to respond with grace and to win somebody on your side of just being a soul on fire. Take care, everybody. Be a soul on fire. And if you do need more help on this, check out IgnitingSoulsConference.com. This is what we do, a community of grace givers and action takers. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at CarrieOberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.